This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. Our topic is the California State Bureau of Automotive Repair, also known as BAR. Its mission to protect consumers and ensure a fair and competitive automotive repair marketplace and the Motor Vehicles Emission Reduction Program. And it's my great pleasure to have back on the program Donald Johnson, not the TV star, although he should be on TV. He is with the BAR program representative. He's program representative 3. I guess that means he's way up top on whatever it is.
It just means I run an office.
Okay. He is a supervisor of BAR's Santa Clara County office. And funding for this program is made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization, the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco, and the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And Don, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Really great to have you here. For those of those listening, if we have any, considering this is the seventh game of the World Series, we're doing this on the evening of November 1st. What is the BAR, Bureau of Auto Repair?
Well, the Bureau of Auto Repair is a state agency under the auspice of the Department of Consumer Affairs, and we regulate the automotive repair program. And what that means is auto repair in California, auto repair shops have laws and rules and regulations that they have to adhere to. And those laws and regulations have been around since 1972. So it's nothing new. So what we do is we can take consumer complaints. We're legally able to do so. So if a consumer has a problem with an auto repair shop or anything automotive related, whether they think it is jurisdictional or not, they can contact our office directly by phone, or they can contact us through a website. Or they can I'll give them my email tonight, so that way you can contact me directly by email.
Gee, that's lovely. Let's do this. Give, if you would, the BAR's website, the 800 number, if you would, and your email at this point, if you would. And so people, everybody be ready to write. When you listen to this program, we try to give you information that is helpful to you. So always have a pen or pencil and a piece of paper. So, Don, if you would.
Sure. So our website is www.bar.ca.gov. You can also find us at www.autorepair.gov. Or I've done it before. If you just simply Google BAR, auto repair, then the website link will come
just
up.
Just comes right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So my email at the office is don.johnson@dca.ca.gov. That stands for Department of Consumer Affairs .california.government.
So it's don.johnson@dca.ca.gov.
That is correct.
You don't mind people anywhere in the state?
Not at all.
Okay, all right.
Not at all. If it's not pertaining to our geographical area, I can certainly direct you to somebody who can help.
Don, that's terrific. Okay, so if you would, we were discussing where the problems are pertaining to auto repair, et cetera, and frankly, I was amazed at your telling me this, the lack of communication and the over-texting. Would you talk a little bit about that, and who are we talking about? What group of people?
Well, the lack of communication occurs with all people.
With all of us,
with
yeah.
all of us.
Yeah,
there's a lot, unfortunately, questions aren't asked at the time of repair, and I can get into that in a little bit later. We have a generation of people who are not comfortable with communicating in person, and so what they're using is they're texting. And I think, I've seen it where miscommunication occurs just simply by texting what repairs are requested, or there's a text back on what the facility is going to do, or the costs aren't clear, or whatever the case may be. It's always been communication, and that's why the written estimate law was formulated in order to compel the repair shops to start that communication process by providing a written estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And a written estimate requires a specific task or job for a specific price to be listed on the document. Now, the document can be a computer-generated document. In the, I'll say, the old days that you and I are familiar with, they used to be a carbonless copy or a work order with carbon paper with three copies on there. But the concept is still the same. So a consumer in California is entitled, and these are one of the rights that you have, your legal rights in California, a written estimate for repair work, a detailed invoice
before the work begins.
Before the work begins.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's the law.
That is the law.
Under California.
That is. And you're supposed to be supplied a detailed invoice of work done and parts supplied that you can understand. Okay?
Yeah.
And at the time of signing the work order, in other words, at the time that you're requesting the work done, you have a right to the return of the replaced parts, or at minimum to be able to see the replaced parts of your vehicle repair. And then if you have questions concerning the above sections of law, and this is on a repair sign that's supposed to be placed in the repair shop, consumer affairs sign.
A white sign. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, and it has the Bureau's 800 number on it, and it also has the Bureau's website on it. And so our Bureau toll-free telephone number is 800-952-5210. So that's another way to get a hold of us. And also you can call our office directly. There's an office. Actually, there's three offices in the Bay Area. My office number is 408-277-1860. There's also an office in South San Francisco of 650-827-2074. And you can reach any office through the 800 number of 952-5210.
Because there are BAR offices throughout the state.
Throughout
the state. Yeah.
Throughout the state. There's 11 offices throughout the state.
Are there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And if someone feels that he or she or they have been misled by an auto repair mechanic or told something that's not true or the job is terrible, can a consumer then go to the website, the www.bar.ca.gov, and actually form a complaint and send it to the BAR that way?
Yes, you can go on the web. There's when you get to the main page, there's a drop-down menu, and what that means, you hit a little arrow and all these options will come up. And there is one in there that states file a complaint. You can also call the field offices, and we can open a complaint over the phone also, if that's more convenient
that's
for you. Yes.
So in other words, what you're telling us is, with respect to the lack of communication or texting, what really someone should do in terms of protecting him or herself or them, if there's a couple who's dealing with a couple, married couple or whatever their relationship is with an auto repair shop, they should go there personally.
That's not necessary, but I always feel that communication is best done directly, either face-to-face or the law allows for telephone conversations.
Of course.
And the law allows for you to authorize a repair over the telephone. The repair shop is required to do certain things in documentation of the phone call, and that is all part of the written estimate law.
Does the website, does the BAR website, does it set forth the various things that a consumer should educate him or herself about in terms of dealing with an auto repair shop?
It is on the website, but the best way to get that information is, again, on a drop-down menu on the site. There are pamphlets that are available.
Ah.
And one of the best pamphlets that we have is A Consumer's Guide to Auto Repair. And you can access that through the website. You can call our office or any of the bar offices and ask for one to be mailed to you.
And they will send it to
you.
No charge.
No charge.
No,
it's one of the free things that we do.
This is wonderful.
But the Consumer's Guide to Auto Repair is very comprehensive. And it details what how to shop for or how to locate an auto repair shop, what references you should be looking for, what your rights are, what they're supposed to be doing. It defines what types of estimates there are. It talks about the invoice and the return parts issue, and it also mentions about the warranty requirements. So in California, a shop is not required to provide a warranty unless it's a new product, mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm. But if a warranty is provided, there's certain things that have to be explained to the customer, such as what the warranty entails, what the warranty covers, what the time frames are, if there's a problem with the warranty, who to contact, and mm-hmm. Who to contact and what's required of the consumer in order to get a warranty claim started.
Well, there's a lot there to learn and protect yourself as a consumer.
Yes.
And I think all of us should be doing that.
The biggest thing, I think, is to ask questions of the repair shop when you go in to have a repair. One of the other things you can do to be proactive is to locate a repair shop before you need one.
Yeah.
In other words, try to ask people that you know if they've had good luck with repair shops. Some people use some of the online services that rate businesses, and even go in and try something simple like an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask for licensing. You can check the shop, see if the repair technicians are qualified in certain areas, and you can just test the experience before you have a breakdown to where you're going in cold and not knowing what to expect.
Is there, on the BAR website, if someone is trying to determine whether or not this shop has a good reputation wherever they are in the state of California, does the BAR website have anything indicating whether or not there are some problems with a particular shop?
Yes. What you can do on the site is you can research a repair shop, mm-hmm. and it's in one of the drop-down menus, and you'll click on the menu, and a page will come up, and you will enter either a name and a county mm-hmm. and a city, or you can ask for their auto repair shop's registration number, their license number.
I see.
And you can search the web in that fashion, search the site in that fashion,
yeah.
and it will tell you if there have been any disciplinary actions mm-hmm. against the repair shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If there were disciplinary repair shops or disciplinary actions against the repair shop, you will actually see the legal documents and the court documents which delineate what exactly occurred, and if there was some type of sanction or a decision, what that decision was.
That's an excellent service available to all of us. Also, I recommend, if you are not familiar with a particular shop or if you've had a problem with a shop, I have dealt with, in my capacity as a deputy DA for San Mateo County for many, many years, with the BBB. If there's been a problem in an area with a business, whatever the problem may have been with that business, and if consumers have complained to the BBB, you can do some research by contacting your local BBB, put in the name of the business, and if there has been a problem, the BBB will show that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's a couple of very good things to keep in mind for all of us. What about buying a used car? I mean, cars are becoming so expensive now that it would seem to me that the sales of used cars is getting greater and greater and greater as the price of new cars are getting greater and greater and greater.
Well, that's a true statement. And there are some things you can do to do some simple checks on a vehicle that you are looking at to try to purchase. One of them is to look up the smog check history of the vehicle on our BAR website.
Ah.
And what you can do is, again, on the drop-down menu, you can look up a vehicle test history, and you can do it by license plate or by VIN number. So what I did was I punched in my own little 95 Nissan in there, and you can pull up the smog check history by license number, which I did, and it comes up to 5 tests. And you're thinking, well, the car's older than 10 years, so are there any other tests? Well, you can punch in the VIN number and get the complete history of the vehicle.
Really?
Here in California.
It
doesn't record anything out of state, of course, but it records the California test.
Yeah.
So if you see a car that has and fortunately my car has a very stellar pass rating. It's never failed a smog check.
It better have.
Yeah.
It just better have.
And
yeah.
But if it's passed a couple of times and failed numerous times, and there was large gaps between the tests and that sort of thing, in my opinion, that indicates that there's been some repairs with the vehicle.
Problem
and if there's not a recent test on a car that you're looking at purchasing, that could pose a problem. Because all cars that are to be sold in California are sold with a smog certificate, smog certificate.
It has to do. And we have to have our cars smogged every other year, do we not?
That is correct. And change of ownership.
Oh, sure. Change of ownership. Yeah. Let me tell you something, everybody. We're doing this program live on November 1st. And I will, in just a few minutes, be inviting you to call in, ask questions, make comments for my guest, Donald Johnson. But here's our toll-free number if you'd like to jot it down. I won't be taking any calls or won't invite you to call in until another 10 or 12 minutes, something like that. It's toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Also, I want to let you know, if you are looking for free pamphlets from the California Board of Legal Specialization, which is a major funder of your legal rights, they are free. And also, if you're looking for a specialist, certified specialist in any one of the 11 legal areas in California, you can go to the California Board of Legal Specialization website at www.calbar.ca.gov, and go to the upper left screen, Legal Specialists, and then click on your county, and that'll tell you what the specialists are. But the website will also offer you the free pamphlets. And also for the National Board of Trial Advocacy, it's specialization in four legal areas. If you're looking for any one of those specialties nationwide, that website is www.nbtalawyers.org, nbtalawyers.org. There are free programs with the bar, BAR. What are they?
Okay, one of our free programs that has been around for a long time is if your car has had an auto body repair, if you were in an accident and your car was repaired, we offer a free auto body inspection program. And all you need is an invoice and a car. And contact us. You can contact us at the 800 number. And you can go online and look at some of the information regarding the free auto body repair program. And we will actually come out and compare the documents you received from the body shop to the work that was done on the car.
You mean one of the BAR employees will come to the consumer's wherever, either office or home, and actually look at the car?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
And we won't we'll crawl around it and get under the hood and get underneath it. We're not going to disassemble it.
Yeah.
But we will look at it to see if the repairs that you were charged for are reflected on the vehicle. And that's something that we've offered
that
for many years.
Yeah.
And one of the other free programs that we have is called the Consumer Assistance Program, where you can retire a vehicle if you wish. And there's a payment of $1,500 for owners that meet an income eligibility requirement. All others, we can receive $1,000 for turning the car in. And there are certain rules that are in place in order to qualify for the program and also for the vehicle to be eligible for the program. And all that information, it's very detailed. There is a lot there, but that information is available on the website. There's also a vehicle repair assistance program in the same venue where you can obtain up to $1,500 worth of $500 worth of repair assistance in getting your car to pass a smog check.
What situation do you have to be in if you are going to get assistance of $500?
You go online and fill out the forms and answer the questions, and you can see if you're eligible.
Eligible by your economic status.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And also, there are certain types of repairs that the Bureau will pay for in order to see if we can get the car to pass smog for you.
Oh, that's excellent. I was not aware of that one.
And there's also, again, there's some rules that have to be applied, but all that information is on the website. Or you can call the 800 number, or there's also, for specifically for the Consumer Assistance Program, a number which I can provide, which is 866-272-9642.
And what's that for again?
That's for the Consumer Assistance Program.
Would you give that number again, please?
866-272-9642. And you can visit the website,
terrific,
of course.
Terrific. How can the BAR afford to do all of this, considering how difficult it is to have enough money to do everything like this?
Well, when you smog your car, yeah, the smog certificate costs $8.25.
Well, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really
nothing. But there's a lot of cars out there, Chuck, so that's how...
I see.
And there's also other... There's also other monies that are...
That goes to BAR?
Used. Well, it goes to the department, but...
Department of Consumer Affairs.
But the money is... utilized towards a lot of these programs. There's other monies that are available through Bay Area Quality Management Districts. I know the San Francisco Bay Area Quality Management District has its own vehicle buyback program also. Mm-hmm. So there's other ways to try to, and the goal of that is to clean up the air.
That's very important.
Yeah, to get cars that are older, get them repaired, and if you want to turn the car in and go towards a car that's less polluting, you can do that too.
Before we went on the air, you told me, this was very interesting, and especially in light of Hurricane Harvey, et cetera, and the flooding, et cetera, you mentioned to me that there are many, many cars that are coming on the market that have been affected by flood damage or have flood damage. Would you talk about that just a little bit, and how does someone determine or go about determining whether or not a used vehicle that he or she is going to buy has been subject to flood damage?
Well, there was a statistic I found that 325,000 cars that were flood damaged are back on the roads.
325,000?
Yes.
Whoa.
So there's some simple free data sources, and they're not related to the Bureau of Auto Repair, but one of them is the Carfax site, where you can enter in a VIN number, and you have to provide your email address, but that's something simple, and punch in the VIN number of the vehicle, and what it will tell you is if your car had been subject to a flood. And I punched in my little Nissan with the VIN number and my email, and it told me that there was no record of flood damage on this vehicle. So though there's databases, and I presume they get those through the insurance companies, I don't know for a fact. Mm. There's also the and that's on the Carfax site. There's also
Carfax.
Fax.
So if they Google Carfax,
yes,
they'll get that. Good.
And then there's also something called the National Insurance Crime Bureau. It's called NICB. Mm-hmm. And what that will do with a VIN check, it'll tell you if your car had been recorded in a total loss. In other words, if your car had been totaled in the past, or if there was a record of a vehicle theft on that particular VIN number.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Also, there's one more site regarding recalls that uses the NHTSA website. That's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And I use it. It's called www.recalls.gov. And it looks for anything in a recall, motor vehicles, boats, cosmetics.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I used it, of course, for the motor vehicles.
Yeah.
And you can see if there's an open recall on your vehicle.
One of the things I want to let you know about, as you know, Don, and I think most of the listeners who've listened to this program for any length of time know that the first half hour is the statewide version of the program. It's recorded. KALW in San Francisco then sends out the half hour to a number of stations in California that air the half hour next week. And the reason I'm saying this is I want all of you to realize that if you want to listen to the full hour, a free podcast of the full hour is available. You can go to www.kalw.org/subscribe. If for some reason you have difficulty getting into that, if you go to www.kalw.org and look under the heading of programs, and the last program listed, of course, by the alphabet is Your Legal Rights. If you click that on, you'll be able to hear this full hour program by tomorrow. So I wanted you to know about that. Now, Don, we have, before we break at the end of the first half hour, any final comments you have for the half hour listeners?
When signing an invoice, or excuse me, signing a repair estimate, make sure that the estimate has a specific task for a specific amount of money, that it has your odometer reading on it, and the odometer reading is accurate, and that the
How do you know that the odometer reading is accurate?
Well, the best thing to do is write it down and take it into the shop. On my little Nissan, I didn't do that one time, and the odometer reading was wrong. It was off by a couple of thousand miles.
Wow.
Yeah, and so sometimes that can affect a warranty claim or something.
How do you know, by the way, very quickly, because we are nearly out of time, what about odometer rollbacks? What about that?
There's also, through the Carfax site, you can punch in your vehicle VIN, and it doesn't cost a dime, and you can see if there's inaccuracies or inconsistencies in the odometer readings on record on your vehicle.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful to know. All right. You got 30 seconds left, Don, for our half-hour program. What else do you want to tell us?
If you have any type of a problem with a vehicle, it doesn't matter if it's a tire or a windshield. A lot of areas of vehicle repair are under our jurisdiction. So if you have a problem with a vehicle, even if you just have a question about a vehicle, contact the Bureau of Auto Repair, and you can do it in any one of those ways, and you can get directly to a local jurisdiction near you.
All right, everybody, let me give you the toll-free number. And, of course, we're doing this program live on November 1st, this Wednesday evening, the seventh game of the World Series. And Don and I have a bet. We put a lot of money into this. How many calls we're going to get?
I'm thinking five, maybe. That was the score when I walked in the building.
And
it was 5-0.
That was the second inning.
Second inning, yes.
Oh, my. Okay, here's the toll-free number for anyone who has a question or comment or would like to join us on the air on this live program on November 1st, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Support for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The San Francisco Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation in both San Francisco and, in the last year or so, it now pertains to Marin County. And for a referral to a lawyer or the Bay Area Mediation Services of the San Francisco Bar, you might want to jot down this number, 415-989-1616, 415-989-1616. If you're in San Mateo County, the San Mateo County Bar Association also has a lawyer referral service. You might want to call your own at 650-369-4149, 650-369-4149. And in most counties in California, there is a bar association and a lawyer referral service available to you to call during normal business hours. Tell them what the problem is. They'll do the best to get set up an appointment for you with an experienced attorney for half an hour. And with minor exception, you'll pay for that half an hour $25 to $35. That money does not go to the lawyer. It goes to fund the local lawyer referral service as a public service. It's an outstanding service. It's a great investment of your money if you are questioning what your rights or obligations may be, and I highly recommend it. I am not trying, by the way, I'm not trying to get jobs for attorneys. Some people wonder about that, but that's not my goal. My goal is to educate you in terms of your legal rights and obligations. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I've got nothing to gain by trying to get jobs for lawyers, believe me. And I want to give you one further thing. For those of you who are down, particularly down in San Mateo County, but this is available to anyone, wherever you are in the Bay Area. There's an event coming up which you may like to attend. It's on next Monday, which is Monday, November 6th. The San Mateo County Bar Association in Redwood City is having a community law night from 5 to 8 p.m. That's November 6th. And you're invited, wherever you may be, you're invited to attend legal info sessions, which include free talk with a lawyer or more than one lawyer. And there will be child care if you have little kids that you want to be minded. There will be child care there and refreshments provided. And for more information, you might want to jot down this for the Community Law Night, 650-298-4030, 650-298-4030. The event will be held at the Siena, S-I-E-N-A, Youth Center, which is at 2625 Marlboro Avenue in Redwood City. But again, for more information on for the event on November 6th at 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., call 650-298-4030. And again, I want to encourage anyone who is listening to this program to join us now with your question, your comment, your concern, whatever the situation may be. If you're a consumer, wonderful. If you are the owner of an auto repair facility, join us, please. The toll-free number is 866-798-8255. And what about smog checks? I know in the past when I've worked with your office, Don, in the past, there are some smog shops that fudge. What's the situation there?
We regulate the smog check repair stations, or smog check testing and repair station. And we routinely audit them with our own vehicles, and we test their competency. And our own vehicles are missing parts on them. And so part of the inspection process for a technician is to ensure that all the emission control parts are on the car and functioning when necessary, and perform an accurate assessment of your vehicle and test the vehicle using your vehicle, not another vehicle. Sometimes repair technicians, for whatever their motivation is, will use the exhaust of another car to try to get your car to pass.
Yeah.
And if that's the definition of fudging, I've seen that.
That's fraud. Actually.
It is fraud. It's actual fraud.
Yeah.
So we routinely audit them with undercover cars.
Have the undercover car.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
No, that is our bread and butter. We utilize what I call a covert vehicle. We will hire a contractor such as yourself who will be the customer. It's like secret shopping where you go in and actually see if they perform the test accurately and honestly.
Yeah.
We also do that with all other aspects of auto repair, which is anything, brake and wheel or transmission or cooling system. What we do also is we enforce the rules and regulations in California for auto repair by use of covert vehicles. So if we receive consumer complaints routinely on a particular repair shop, and the consumer complaints are consistent in their complaints that either they're overcharged or they're having problems with the repairs or they oversold some items, we will first talk to the repair shop management or ownership, let them know that there are certain rules and regulations they have to follow, and we're talking because of a pattern of consumer complaints. And we tell them that we will follow up with some type of a secret shopper, or if you will, or an undercover car. And we do it routinely. We've just finished up some actions related to smog check. We've finished up some actions related to transmission repair and collision repair. So unfortunately, there are repair shops that mislead consumers into selling repairs. There are repair shops that will charge you for something and not install it. It happens to this day, and it amazes me. With Smog Check, an illegal smog hurts you, the consumer, and the subsequent purchaser of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Because if they purchase a car that had a smog check pass when it actually didn't, now they're stuck with a car that they cannot have smogged. They'll have to perform expensive repairs to it. So that's one of the consequences of illegal smog.
How does a consumer determine if for example, let's say buying a used car. My understanding is when you buy a used car, that has to have a recent passing of the smog test.
Well, it has to have a pass, yes. It has to have passed smog in order to be eligible to be sold on the lot. So I've seen recently consumers who've purchased cars and then were told, well, we need you to come back in because we forgot to do something. Well, they never had the car smogged. And all of a sudden, the car won't pass a smog. And now the dealership is in a quandary. What are they going to do? The right thing to do is to repair the car properly or unwind the car
sale.
Unwind
the deal.
Yeah.
Return whatever the consumer has paid.
Yes.
Cancel the contract.
The unfortunate situation is that sometimes a consumer doesn't know that their car won't pass smog or it had an improper repair or maybe an improper catalytic converter installed in the past until they go to get it smogged.
Yeah.
Because one of the requirements of the smog check station, they're supposed to verify if the catalyst appears to have been recently replaced. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to verify the serial numbers on the catalyst to see if it's a proper application of the car.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so it's that's something that's come up, unfortunately, routinely. That's where sometimes I think it's the best thing to do is if you are considering purchasing a used car is have it inspected. Have it inspected prior to sale. If the seller is above board, they shouldn't have a problem with that. There should not be a problem with having a technician or having the vehicle inspected for accuracy.
We are waiting for your calls, everyone. I know you're, but what I suggest that you do, if you're watching the World Series, also turn your radio on to our program so that you can not only enjoy the World Series, but you can enjoy our program.
Well, maybe they can call in with the score.
Yeah, call in with the score, if you would. Our toll-free number is 866-798-8255. Martin McLean, who assists me on the program, is waiting for your calls. He just showed me a little sign, Callers, please. I don't want to start crying, everybody. No crying. Okay, 866-798-8255. Additional funding for your legal rights is made possible by the Family Law Section of the State Bar, the Trust and the State Section of the State Bar, the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association. So, those of you who are doing nothing but watching the World Series, turn your radio on also and call 866-798-8255. Don, you have been with the BAR for about 30 years.
Yes.
But you look so young.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and look at this. I guess my crying did it, didn't it? Did it? Whoa, I'm going to keep crying, everybody, for you to call in, 866-798-8255. What is the most awful thing that you've seen a repair facility do in your career? Is there something you can tell us?
That's an interesting question. I've seen quite a few things. Recently, unfortunately, and that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
Was a consumer's vehicle fell off a lift and they tried to disguise it by repairing it themselves and not tell the consumer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've seen that happen.
What did they do? What did they not were they not able to do in terms of the damage to the vehicle?
Well, they just repaired it in-house and very poorly.
Really?
Yeah, instead of what they should.
How did the consumer find out about it?
As I recall, a mechanic notified the consumer.
I see.
At the facility.
Really? I mean, you can't undercover.
No. Just as a they didn't feel guilty, but thought at minimum the consumer should know about this, don't you think? Because there's a proper way to handle that, and that's unfortunate. One of the most simplest things that turns into a very unfortunate situation is when lug nuts are left loose on a car.
On the wheels. On the wheel. That's very dangerous.
I've seen that quite a few times either it was neglect or there was a malfunction with a tool or something like that. And that can be disastrous.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it could be the potential for death.
Yeah. There's another thing maybe your consumers don't know, that in California, it's a requirement of law that anytime you get your car serviced or repaired, that the repair facility is supposed to check your tire pressures and set them to the manufacturer's specification. And they're supposed to document that on the repair order.
That is what I have found by my very trusted mechanic I've had a long time in Redwood City. Well, let's talk with Mark. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi. Well, this is not exactly a auto repair question, but it's a point of information. Is there some regulation or law that says that if you buy a used or new car, that you have like up to 24 hours to return the car for if you decide that it's not what you wanted, or you find that there's a defect in the used car or in the new car?
In new cars, you can purchase, as I recall, and I don't have the specifics in front of me, but it's I'm not saying it's called a cooling off period, but there's X amount of hours. I think it's 72 hours.
Is it that long?
I think it is, where they actually, you're entering in at the time of sale at the contract, that they will offer you the opportunity, and I believe they can charge for it, where if you don't like the car or you're unhappy with the car, you can turn it back and unwind the sale.
But that has to be within a separate, either in the same contract or a separate contract.
I think
it's not California law.
No, it's I don't, you know, I don't know if it's California law. It might be, but I know it's offered by dealerships, and it's not, they're supposed to tell you at the time of sale that they can provide this to you. On used cars at used car lots, if you can get Mark's number, I'll get back to him on that. I don't recall.
Yeah.
But I know that as is means as is. So that's why you want to get your used cars checked prior to purchasing them and signing the contract.
Mark, you stay on the line, and I'll have Martin get your phone number, and he'll give it to Don, so Don can get back to you, okay?
So there's no legal, like in real estate, disclosure requirements on used vehicles where you have to disclose specific things about it. They can sell it any car, no matter.
Well, they can sell it
as is.
But, Mark, they can sell it as is, but
it has to have, it has to meet vehicle codes, safety standards. It has to have tread on, the tires. The windshield can't be cracked. The horn, safety items have to work. Those are the requirements. It's supposed to pass smog.
Martin, if you're listening,
right,
if you're listening to me, get on Mark's phone number, and so we can give it to Don before he leaves, and Don will get in touch with Mark tomorrow. Okay, everybody, a number of you, I don't know if the World Series game is over, but we have every one of the incoming lines
that's blinking.
I don't know what happened. Maybe they said they felt sorry for me as I'm crying here, begging them to call.
Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe, perhaps. Yeah. So in any event, we'll get to your calls in just a minute. Let me give you again, for those of you who didn't get it before, the BAR website, which has an incredible amount of information, very helpful to you as a consumer, is www.bar.ca.gov. Another website is www.autorepair.gov. The 800 number for the Bureau of Auto Repair is 1-800-952-5210. And because Don Johnson is such an incredible consumer advocate. At least that's how I found him, and I've known Don for, it's now decades, I think. Yes. I think his website, or his email, pardon me, his email address is Don, D-O-N, dot Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, at dca.ca.gov. And Martin, if you would bring me who else is going to join us. Again, for those of you who are interested, there is, and you might find this very valuable, there will be on Monday, November 6th, from 5 to 8 p.m. in Redwood City. One of the funders of this, or sponsors, is the San Mateo County Bar Association. It's the Community Law Night, where you're invited to attend, no charge whatsoever, to what is referred to as a legal info session or sessions, free talk with any one of several lawyers. There will be child care available, no charge, also refreshments provided. And you can get more info by, if you want to jot down the number, 650-298-4030, 650-298-4030. It'll be at the Siena, S-I-E-N-A, Youth Center in Redwood City, which is at 2625 Marlboro Avenue, M-A-R-L-B-O-R-O-U-G-H Avenue in Redwood City. So if you'd like to have a chance to talk to one or several lawyers with no charge, it's going to be very valuable for you for the Community Law Night. And Sean, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. You're on the air.
So just I've taken my vehicle in a couple of times to a dealer for transmission problems, and they repetitively told me that there was nothing wrong with it. And then later on, very shortly after, they found something wrong with it miraculously. And they subsequently they repaired it, but there's residual damage, it seems, to the mm-hmm. transmission. Mm-hmm. And I've taken this up with them, and they said that they can't find anything wrong with it, and there's nothing they can do. I've taken it in a few times. The last time they said, oh, we think we might know what it is. We can try replacing this, but you'll have to pay for it.
Is this a new, Sean, is this a new car you bought originally?
I bought it certified pre-owned.
Ah, okay. All right.
And at the time, it was still under the extended manufacturer's warranty when I was doing all of this. And then just kind of as it came out is when I started going back and repetitively tell them there's something wrong with it, and they insisted there's nothing wrong with it. And now they, of course, want me to pay for the repair that they think it is. But when I ask them to pay for it, because this is an ongoing issue, they tell me that they can't do it because they're not even sure that's what the problem is.
Sean, is this dealership that doesn't seem to be able to repair your transmission problem, is it the same dealership from which you bought your car?
No, oh, I wish.
Okay, yeah.
Well, even if it's certified pre-owned, the warranty on certified vehicles are good at any of the manufacturer lines.
Yeah.
You know, Sean, file a complaint with us. We have experts that our representatives are all have mechanical expertise. Most of all of them have been technicians in the past. We have people that specialize in transmission. And if you contact me directly at my email, or you can call the office. Tell the person answering that you called on the radio last night, and we can get you started and try to but take a complaint and try to get your problem resolved.
And you have documentation,
that's
Sean,
important,
of the various times you've taken it in, and they keep telling you, we can't find anything wrong with this.
Oh, yeah, I've kept everything and asked for copies multiple times.
Good.
I'm glad you're asking for copies, because a lot of times what a repair shop will do is they'll fix your car, especially if it's under warranty, and not provide you a document, and then you can't qualify for the Lemon Law if it's a new vehicle.
Now, do you want Sean to send you an email?
He can do whatever's convenient for him.
What would you prefer to do, Sean?
I'll give a call into the office. That's
okay.
Perfect.
That's great.
Okay. And when you say that you're going to call into the office, do you want to call Don's office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's his number. Did you get his number, the 408 number?
Not that one.
Let me give it to you. 408 277 1-866-408-1860. That's the 408 number for the San Jose office. Is the 800 number you've told us, Don, is that also for your office?
Well, it'll eventually get to the office. That's a call center in Sacramento.
Yeah, I would suggest, Sean, so that you can be more direct, is to call Don's actual office, the 408 number. That's 408-277-1860.
Yeah, and have them patch them through to my voicemail, and we'll get you started.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks
a
lot, guys.
Great to talk to you, Sean. Good luck on this.
Thank you.
Okay. I, by the way, what's the score in the World Series? Do you know? Oh, he's gone. Okay. I'd like someone who is listening to the program who's also been watching the World Series to tell us what the current score is if the game is over. I know I was watching it the other night, and my gosh, I think the game went for over 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
I fell asleep.
It was. I didn't fall asleep, but it was really something.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you. We have a few minutes left. Oh, who do we have now? Al Korn. Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I went to the vehicle test history on the bar website and looked up my smog, and it shows one smog done in 2010. If I go to my Carfax, it shows another smog done in 2016.
If you try searching by VIN?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's, I don't know, I don't have an answer for that.
Okay, I can send you an email with the information.
That'd be great. And we'll look into it.
You know, some data got dropped somewhere.
That could be true.
Okay, and thank you for a wonderful, informative show.
You're very welcome.
By the way, have you been watching the World Series tonight?
No, I have not.
Good, good. Hey, a loyal listener, thank you very much for listening and calling. Nice to hear from you.
Okay, well, take care.
Okay, take care. Again, I want to let all of you know that if you want to listen to the entire program, certainly in the first half hour, Don has provided us with an incredible amount of very valuable information. If you want to listen to the program again, there is a free podcast at www.kalw.org/subscribe, SUBSCRIBE, or you can go to www.kalw.org. Look under the listing of programs, and at the very end of the listing, the very last, because of the alphabet, is Your Legal Rights. You'll find that you'll be able to listen to the entire hour of this program this evening by tomorrow. That is on November 2nd. Ed, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
So I have an advice and a comment, not really a question. The advice is, whenever you take your car for repair, make sure you get an invoice. That is actually not unusual, not taking an invoice for many businesses, especially in Berkeley, where I happened to be the lucky or unlucky owner of several German cars, BMW and Mercedes. Honestly, I had nobody in Berkeley that was good enough to fix these cars. So I lost awful lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars.
Ooh.
None.
Ooh.
The fact is, make sure that you get an invoice. Make sure you get warranty. I had a brake job in one of the cars, cost me over $2,000, and the thing failed like in less than 2 months.
Took it
back, and the man acted like I never existed. And then I realized that he did not give me an invoice then.
Oh.
I took it to another place which fixed it for much less, but they found all of the parts, the prior car repair shop used parts.
Mm. And you, Ed, were charged for supposedly new
yes.
part?
Well, yes. Over the last 20 years or so, I spent over $20,000-$30,000 for repairs.
Ooh.
I owe 3 Mercedes and 2 BMW. I only have 3 now, but over the years, I owned actually over 6. So be careful, guys. At Berkeley, you need a better repair shop for your German cars. They all used to Toyota or Nissan or Japanese thing, but there's nobody, even though some of their names have German, like, I won't say their names, but they have German words in them.
Oh,
but they're totally horrible, and I recommend that the Bureau of Repair really look into all of them, each one of them.
I think what we need to do, though, Ed, is that people who feel they have been cheated need to file complaints with the Bureau of Auto Repair. That's how it's done.
Definitely.
We've got to have consumers being proactive and contacting and filing complaints with the BAR. And I greatly appreciate your call. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We have about another minute or two of the program before we're going to have to say goodbye to you all. But Armand, welcome to Your Legal Rights. Armand, are you there? Armand? I guess we lost Armand. Who do we have now? Let me know who we have now. Quick. Who? Anne, come in. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. I just wanted to find out, I had a brother with mental problems, and he traded in his two-year-old car for a brand-new car at a dealership, actually in Redwood City. Hours later, after he got the car, he drove it to the mental ward and checked himself in.
Yeah.
And the car was actually at the hospital for weeks. And I tried to call the dealership and try to get them to take the car back, and they just kind of blew me off.
Boy.
And then what actually happened, too, is my brother had given them my email, and they asked me for a satisfaction survey, which I gave them all zeros.
Yeah.
And you know, I just wondered what the recourse was, because obviously I talked to other dealerships where I actually purchased a car, and they said, you know, typically they could sort of see what the red flags were, and they wouldn't have gone through with the purchase.
How long ago was it that your brother bought the car?
It's probably now about 2 months ago. Now, since then, he's more stable, and he has the car, but I was trying to get them to not do anything with his old car so he can get his old car back.
We are nearly let me get some comments from we're nearly out of time.
You probably have to consult some type of a civil attorney, because it's out of my realm, but it's pretty difficult to unwind a car sale with an adult. It really is.
I think it is, Ann. One of the things, Ann, I would suggest is contact the lawyer referral service. I think you're in San Jose, are you not?
No, Redwood City.
Oh, pardon me. Contact the lawyer referral service for the San Mateo County Bar and see if you can't get an appointment with an attorney to talk about this, please.
And I'll do that.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Don, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the program. Great having you back on the program.
Thank you, Chuck. Looking forward to the next visit.
Thanks for all of your wonderful information. My guest has been Donald Johnson, BAR Program Representative 3 and Supervisor of BAR's Santa Clara County Office. Don, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. And let me just tell you that if you're not self-employed, next time on Your Legal Rights, we'll do an employment law program on the issues of pluses, minuses, and issues of being an employee versus being an independent contractor. My guests will be employment law attorneys Heather Irwin, speaking for management, and Michael Flynn, speaking for employers. Employees, I should say. And that's next time on Your Legal Rights. Your Legal Rights production staff members are program engineer Joanne Marr and production assistant Martin McClain. Funding for this segment of Your Legal Rights has been made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization, the website www.calbar.ca.gov, and the National Board of Trial Advocacy, which funds the public radio satellite transmission of the program for national distribution. It has 4 specialties in fields of law nationally. Its website, www.nbtalawyers.org. Thank you for joining us on Your Legal Rights Public Radio, and I hope you join us next time on your public radio station. I'm Chuck Finney.